So, hi everybody. I'd just like to introduce you first to my dad. So, Dad, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
So, I'd like to have my dad. I'm going to ask my dad a few questions about an interesting family tradition that he created a few years ago. Dad, what is this Christmas tradition that you created?
We call it Toys in the Woods. It's a situation in which we go hunting for toys that blew out of Santa's sleigh after Christmas when there was a lot of depression and having to go back to school and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, I call that the holiday desert. You have first you have Halloween, and then you have Thanksgiving, and then you have Christmas, and each one of those is better than the last one. And then you have New Year's, which in this part of the world is not what it is in Eastern Europe or former Soviet countries, where New Year's is the main holiday. So you have Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then you have New Year's, so it goes down a little bit. And then after that, you have really nothing that can compare. There's Valentine's Day and there's President's Day, but those are not of the same quality or caliber as Christmas. So you have what I call the holiday desert, and this was I think a way to fill the holiday desert, isn't that right?
That's right.
Okay, so how did you come up with this idea to fill the holiday
I
desert?
just thought it up one day. It occurred to me that we would go out looking for toys that blew out of Santa's sleigh as he flew over Cincinnati, and we would find toys for Trish and Joe and Tim and Danny and whoever. And we went out into the woods, Winton Woods or Mount Airy Forest or Sharon Woods once in a while, and looking for the toys and seeing what we could come up with.
Okay, and could you tell us about the first time that you had this tradition?
I think that would have been in 1980 when Trish would have been 5 and Joe would have been 4, and Tim probably would have been a little bit too young for that. And we went out hunting all over Winton Woods at that point, and Trish found her toy, and then Joe couldn't find his until we lifted him up on top of an outhouse, flat roofed outhouse, and he found his toy and was happy as could be after that.
Okay, and when this happened, the first time you did this, did you believe that it was going to be an annual thing every year?
It was so much fun that I figured it would continue, but I wanted to see how the kids. I always kept an open mind as to what was fun and what was not. We've had some entertainments that didn't work very well. Even if I didn't like them, but then some of them were quite frankly a little bit dangerous. But for the most part, it started off good and it stayed that way.
Okay, now back then, they were talking about the early 80s. The weather was significantly colder. We had colder winters. So, what did you do afterwards? You brought brought us home, the kids home, after a cold afternoon walking around the forest. Of course, having a great time, but it was still cold. So, what did we do when we got home?
Well, we got home. If it was too cold for the kids to be out in it, we didn't do it. But if it was not, it would be about 40, 45 degrees. We could walk all over Winton Woods all afternoon. As long as you're moving, you're okay, even with little kids. So if it was dangerously cold, we didn't do it. So.
Okay, so 45 degrees, everybody, that is a few degrees centigrade above freezing, above zero. So, can you tell us maybe about a later Toys in the Woods when everybody was there? Because there's a between myself and my youngest brother, there's an 11-year difference. So for, 11 years we had, or 10 years we had this tradition without him, and then he joined us at some point. So can you tell us maybe about his first Toys in the Woods?
His first Toys in the Woods, he had to go out into Mount Airy and with his oldest brother, Joe. And he was crossing a creek on a fallen timber, and he had to crawl across that, and he was scared to death. And Joe said, "If you fall, I'm going to catch you," because he was right underneath him. He managed to get it across the creek. He found a couple of toys for himself and told me he never wanted to do that again because he didn't like it. He said I should go out and find his toys for him, and I should bring them back and he could play with them. I said, "I don't think so."
What's interesting is I don't think I remember any of the toys themselves, but I do remember the doing this. It's not the I mean, the toys are of course fun when you're a kid, but it's the process, of course, that you remember, and the people that you're doing it with. So, Dad, could you tell us about the future of Toys in the Woods?
Well, they were going expanding into the grandchildren, and the last time we did it, I found some of my toys in the woods. A couple of years ago, I found a 12-pack of now extinct Burger beer. And yesterday, a couple of days ago, it was a nice bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon and like that. When the grandchildren would find their toy, I found my toy.
Okay, so what you're saying is that Santa Claus carries alcohol in his sleigh at times for adults.
I would sincerely hope so.
It seems like that's the case.
Yes.
And a one note for listeners, Burger Beer is a local beer that was produced here for a long time, starting probably in the 1950s or 60s or something, and probably in the last couple of years it started to fade out, and recently they just completely stopped producing it. So now, as my dad mentioned, Burger Beer is extinct. And also I want to add that we expanded this tradition in another way to an expedition that we took. And you can listen about that expedition in one of the following audio tracks that's included here. So that's all for now. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And, Dad, thanks also for, giving us this interview.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Bye-bye.